We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, and beginning on top of the Amud. Tana Rabbanan, Haraya Chama Betkufas Levana. So before we start this Gemara, I'll give a quick Hakdama. Even though you can read the Gemara without knowing this Hakdama, just you should know that this is how Rashi explains the Gemara. There are seven different mazalos. They're actually corresponding to different things that we know about. It's Shabsoi, Tzedek, Madam, Chama, Noiga, Koichev, and Lavona. These are seven mazalos. Shabsoi actually is Saturn. Noiga and Koichev. Noiga is Venus, Koichev is Mercury, Lavona we know is the Moon, Chama is the Sun, Madam is Mars, and Tzedek, I'm not sure what it is. But it's all of them correspond to different things, and there's seven mazalos. Now, it's every hour is a new mazal. Every hour is a new mazal. The beginning of the, and the mazel always started on a Tuesday night, Wednesday. It's really Wednesday, it started Shabsoi, that's when it starts. And every 7 hours, it goes back and forth. And if you figure it out, it comes out on Sunday night, Matzah Shabbos starts with Koichav, Monday night starts with Tzedek, Tuesday night starts with Noiga, Wednesday night with Shabsoi, Thursday night with Chama, Friday with Levana, and Madam. Every 7 hours. Now, in the 24 hours, you can't have, it's only going to change. Because there's 28, four times seven is 28, and it's 24 hours in a day. So, every night we'll be off by four more hours. It'll be off by four every night. If you start Shabsoi the first night, so the Thursday night will start from Chama, which is the fourth one. Shabsoi Tzedek Madam Chama, because always be four later. Now, once every 20, and then when the world started, we know that the sun and stars, everything was created on Wednesday night. Wednesday was the day when it was created. So once every 28 years, the Tkufas Nisan lands up on Shabsoi, starts on Shabsoi. Once every 28 years, Tkufas Nisan starts Shabsoi, which is Tuesday night on that Wednesday. What's the pshat? Every Tkufa, which is four Tkufas, is 91 days and 7.5 hours. Now, 7.5, so every year, 91 times four is even, but four times 7.5, because the four tkufos is 30 hours. The 30 hours always lands up every year. The days are not even. They start 6 hours later than the year before the tkufos. Until you have 5 years, so then after 5 years, every 5 years lands up being even. And then every 28 years lands up being the beginning of Shabsoi. That's what happens. Every 28 years, it'll be the beginning of Shabsoi because the Cheshbon of the days, that's how it would work out. Because you have the different, because every 4 years is 5 days later. What's 4 times 30? 120. 4 times 30, you have to figure, you need a calculator over here, but I don't have a calculator over here, but the way it works is that every 4 years lands up being 4 times 30, and then lands up being like that. It's good enough. It's good enough you have to know. 4 times 30 is this, divided by 5 equals 24, exactly. So this equals 24. So every four years lands up being 5 days later, full days. So it starts the beginning of a day. And after 7 times of these groups of 4 years is 28, then it lands up being the right thing, because figure it out. If you do 7 times 5 is 35, is the equal amount of weeks. So then it lands up the same day of the week. Every 5 days is not the same day of the week. So then the Kufas Nisan will start on 5 days later. It won't be the same day of the week. You need to totally hit 7 years, it'll be the same day of the week as 35. That's the Cheshbon. That's the Cheshbon. We got the Cheshbon good, but look at Rashi. That's basically the Cheshbon. So that's the Gemara inside. Tana Rabbanan. Haroya Cham Tkvasa Levoinam Begvurasa Vekachav Mesilasam. You see the way it was hung up in the sky. Kilu the Chama, the Levona, the Kachavim, Mazal Sidron. Oma, you see the Bracha Baruch Oisamayis Bereshis. This is called Birchas Hachama. We say every 28 years. We make a Bracha of Oisamayis Bereshis. That's the whole Bracha. Oisamayis Bereshis. That's the Bracha you make. The aim is Hava. When does it happen? On by Koch Chav Cheshnan. Every 28 years. Vahoda Machsa and Afelis. That's the year where it lands up again. Shabsoi lands up Tkufas Nisan on Tuesday night. Only once every 28 years does it land up exactly that day of Tchuvas Nisan lands up on Tuesday night on Shabbosai. So tomorrow night, Rehudaim Aharoya Yom. You see the Yama Gadol Leprakim. The halacha is that you make the bracha Oisem Ayis Bereshis. Leprakim Ad Kama was mean Prakim. Om Rabba Abba Rav Yitzchak At Shloishim Yom. Every 30 days. Om Rabba Abba Rav Yitzchak Haroya Pras Agishra the bubble. If someone sees, we said in the Mishnah, they see rivers or big rivers. Also, you make the bracha. What was lashon of the Mishnah? Which is Nahoris also. Mishnah says Al Yamim Val Nahoris Val Medvaros. Om Rabba Baruch Oisem Ayis Bereshis. So, pros is the Euphrates, and if someone sees the Euphrates, I guess with the bava, Om Baruch Hashem Ayis Bereshis. But these days, the Shenuyah Parsoi, the Parsoi rerouted the Euphrates. So you're not seeing the original Euphrates. So only in Beishvar V'la'el, only from the place called Beishvar V'la'el, could you make the bracha. Anywhere below that, it was rerouted by the Babylonians, and therefore you cannot make the bracha. Rav Yosef Omer, Mi'i the Kir V'la'el, a different place. Iyi the Kir V'la'el, that's where you can make the bracha. That's the Euphrates. So, Amram Abba, Ray Diglis, which is a different river, I guess also in Babel, I guess the Shifstana, on the bridge of Shifstana, Om Baruch Ayis Mereshis. My Chidekel, why is it called Chidekel? Amram Ashi, I think the Chidekel in English is called the Tigris. My Chidekel. Look, tomorrow, because the Pas says the Pros and Chidekel. The Pros is the Euphrates, and the Chidekel is the Tigris. It's my chidakel. What's a lashon chidakel in Torah? What's called chidakel? And Rashi is a meimav chadim v'kalin. Its waters are sharp and light. It's light on the stomach, and it's a charifin, which sharp doesn't mean it's sharp. It doesn't mean it's like hot peppers. What it means is that it's very good tasting. My prosh, meimav par ravim. The water, it just multiplies and overflows. V'amarava, hayde charifin nemechuza. Why are the people in Nechuza so sharp? They drink water from the Tigris, from Diglas. Why are they red? Because they're Meshamish Mita on the day, and therefore the kids land up being like the day, which is red like the sun. Why are their eyes flutter? They always have the lights off. Since they have the lights off, therefore their eyes are always... they're always twitching their eyes because they can't see so good because they live in the dark houses. Dr. Maravaita, Ala Gashamim. It says in the Mishnah, on Gashamim, make a bracha. Ba'ala Gashamim, Toiv Meitiv Mivarach, you make a bracha Toiv Meitiv, Amar Avon, Amar Lama Sita Tana, Ma'im Asam Mivarach, Ma'ala Gashamim. When do you make a bracha, Ala Gashamim? She yates it, when it's raining so much, you yates it chosin across Kala, like the raindrops jump up to greet the other rain. It means they have a lot of rain on the ground, so when a rain falls in, it pops up a rain towards them. What's a bracha? Rav Huda, Moedim Anachalach, I call Tipa V'Tipa Sherat Lanu. I thank you, Hashem, for every drop you dropped down. Rav Yechira, Messiahim Bahachi, Ilu Finim Al Yishir Kayom, Ein Rav Aspikim Lahir Zachar Hashem Lakenu, At the Stachim, until it's all part of Nishmas. Bracha Ta Hashem, Rei Vaidois. Break them all, Rei Vaidois, like Kala Dois, Amarava, Ein Vaha Kail Hai Dois. You say, Kail Hai Dois. Amarava, Papa, look at them, Tavayo, both of them. Rei Vaidois, Vakail Hai Dois. So the Mars Kashis, you don't make a Toyo Meitiv, you make the bracha, Kela dies and Raivai dies. And by the way, Toysa Amar Al speaks out, that's what we say by Yishtabach, Baruch Ta Hashem, Kel Melech Gadol B'tish B'choy is Kela dies. That's why you say, you're happy on both these things, both these brachas. Zog Tamar Vela Kasha Shver, it's in the Mishnah, you make on Gshamim Toyo Meitiv. And here we say, Gans Alang a bracha. Like Kasha, the Sham Mishma, the Chazim Michsi. One, if you hear it. And one, if you see it. If you see it, you make the big bracha. If you hear it, you only make a Toyo Meitiv. The Shama, Hayne Besuras Taifas. But Tanana, Besuras Taifas, I'm Baruch Toyo Meitiv. You don't tell me that if you hear about it, you make a Toyo Meitiv. That's the first Mishnah, Besuras Taifas, make a Toyo Meitiv. Le'idi v'idi d'chazi mechzi, you saw it. Aye, why is one bracha Toyo Meitiv, why is the other bracha? Like Kasha, the Asa Porta, the Asa Tuva. If it came, it depends if it came a lot, or if it came a little. If it came a little bit, you say Moedim Nachalach. If it came a lot, you say Atayv Meitiv. That's what Rashi explains. But by you say, Mahavad Asatuva. It came a lot. And still, like Kasha, this the Ara, this the Ara. Is the Ara, you say Atayv Meitiv. You make Atayv Meitiv. If less the Ara, you make the Moedim Nachalach. And that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that when if you don't have land, there's a lot of rain, you make the Bracha. But it's a water, you ever heard of making the bracha? We don't make the bracha. Zok the Mechava, you make the bracha only if it's that Tziras Geshamim. If it's Tziras Geshamim a long time, and then it comes rain, and you don't have a field, then you make the bracha. So when you gain Eretz Yisrael, the Rama speaks out of an Arte, says that by us, some Reish Chav test this, the Rama speaks out that by us, we don't make the bracha, because the rain is Tadirim. I guess in Europe, it rained a lot. He said, we don't make this bracha ever, because we also Tadirim. But the Mechaya Paskins, you make a bracha, this long bracha, if you don't have land. So like tomorrow, is the Ara Tev Meitev Varech? When you have a land, you make a bracha Tev Meitev? That's true. We learn to the Mishnah or Brisa. Bonabai is Chadosh. You make a bracha like that. If you buy a new house or you buy a new kelim, you make shachiyanu. But shaloi v'shal acherim, you make a bracha toiv ametiv. So the kasha gemara is you should make a shachiyanu. When it rains, you make a shachiyanu. Not a toiv ametiv. It's only because toiv ametiv only applies if it belongs to someone else also. Because it means a toiv for you and a ametiv someone else. More than gemara's kasha is that toiv ametiv only applies if there's not a person to celebrate it with. So the more like kasha, they'll say shutvis or less day shutvis. If you have a shutvis, you make a bracha of toiv ametiv. And if you don't have a shutvis, then you don't make a bracha of toiv ametiv. What? It could be. It sounds like you make shachiyon. It's a little shver, make sure. It could be. You make shachiyon. You got the rain. Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Or maybe you make the other bracha. It could make the other bracha. What?
Why can't we talk with the other farmers? They have to have shutvis in this field, or the
toiv
has to be a shutvis?
The toiv ametiv has to be a shutvis in the field. That's yours also. We said before. That if it's your field, you make a Tev Meitiv. If it's someone else's field, you make the bracha Moed Menach Halach. But if it's your field, you make a Tev Meitiv. And that is only if you have someone else's Shutif with it. It could be, if you don't have Shutif, maybe you'll make the other bracha Moed Menach Halach. That's possible. Or a Shachiyanu. But Tev Meitiv is only possible if you own a land, if you own the land, and you have a Shutif. That's the only way you make the bracha. Pray the Gemara, Vatanya, Ksari Shodava, the klal is, Ashaloi Oyem Baruch Shachiyanu V'kimanu. Al shaloi, it's not. There's a raya. Vatani Rashi is in a chusa. This is klal. You see klal like that. Ksar shadava, klal shadava. Al shaloi vayim baruch shachem v'kiyamanu. So it's like klal is saying. Al shaloi, like we are saying. Al shaloi v'ashachem v'eroi, vayim baruch toiv meitiv. Break the Gemara. You only make a toiv meitiv with another person. V'chalecha less achrina v'hadei loyim baruch toiv v'meitiv. V'atayin into the brisa. Omru loy. They told you yol the ishtei zacher. They come out from the birthing room, and they say, you just had a boy. What do you do? Oh, you make a baruch toiv ametiv. Make the baruch toiv ametiv. Aye, who else is there? I'm going to push it. Hasdami, ike ishtei v'adei d'nichlei v'zacha. The ishtei also is happy with the zacha. I guess the most happy thing was that she wanted a girl. The one says, no, she wanted a boy also. So you have a toiv ametiv. That's what sounds like for the Gemara. D'nichlei v'zacha, she's also happy with the zacha. Toshima, not a kasha to this toiv ametiv, they need someone else. Toshima, meis aviv, if a person's father died, who Yarishai, and he was Yarish him. So betchilo in baruch tayin emes. First say baruch tayin emes. So v'soif oimer baruch atoiv ametiv. Afterwards you say the bracha of atoiv ametiv. And the kasha of the gemara is the lachari. You got the Yerushiv yourself. Who else is there? Why is that atoiv ametiv? Who else are you ametiv to? That's the gemara's kasha. If the gemara hasunami dika achi dika yarsi ba'day, they are also there brothers who are being Yerush with you, the brothers who are being Yerush with you, they're the same thing. Huh?
No brothers.
What?
There's no brothers.
So it sounds like Ms. Gemara, you can't make a Toiv Meitiv, because in Toiv Meitiv you need someone else to celebrate with. That's what it sounds like for me. You need other people to celebrate with.
That's
Lashon HaGemara. Right, Toiv exactly. It's the whole Gemara. I Toiv for you, I made to other people. That is the Gemara, exactly. As they spoke it out. Okay. So the Gemara Vayta, Toshima, Shinu Yayin, so made a bracha by Pri Geffen. And he changed wines. He first had, a Merlot, then he had something else. Moscato. Shini, I ain't talking about, you don't make another bracha. You don't make another bracha then, Mashid. You say the same bracha where government passes. Shini Makoim, Tzorach Lebracha. Well, if you leave the place, you go to the next door, and you come back, then you do have to make a bracha. Shini Makoim, you have to make a bracha. It's quite a big shiloh, Gabi. Those things, Allah get from you have Shinu Mokum. Here's a riot at Tzorach Lebarach. It's like I'm a royim, really, in Mesechlas Pesach. But here it says, Shinu Mokum, Tzorach Lebarach. Om Rav Yosef, Avar, Rav Yechonon. Ava Pishom, Shinu Yayin, Tzorach Lebarach. Even though you change wine, you don't take a brach by a Priya Goffin. Ava Oime, Baruch, Atoiva, Meitiv. You do make a Toiva, Meitiv. With the new wine you bring in, you do make Toiva, Meitiv. So, face of the Kasha, who else is being Meitiv to? It's only to you. Who else is being Meitiv to? So the Gemara, no, Hasam Nami, the Ika Bnei Chabura Shasavada. You brought it to other people on the table. This is the other people on the table. You can make a Toiv Ametiv. Therefore, Halacha L'maisa, if you bring a new wine, and some say it has to be a better wine, and there's other people by the table, and they can make a Toiv Ametiv because Tzatayv for you and a meitiv to the other people on the table who enjoy the new wine.